This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The top Republican in the Colorado House has resigned from the legislature. Former minority leader Rose Puglisi says the environment at the Capitol has become toxic, and she wants to focus on her children. Puglisi had a public falling out with Democratic leaders last month. Democrats accused her of covering up misconduct within the GOP caucus. House Republicans will meet in the coming weeks to select a new leader. You may have heard that homeowners are finding it harder to keep and afford insurance across the disaster-prone West. Well, recent research points to a lesser-known factor at play, credit scores. Doug Heller is insurance director at the Consumer Federation of America, a nonprofit that released the report. Nationwide, he says that people with low credit scores can expect to pay about twice that of those with good credit scores. It's even worse across much of the West.
It is staggering that people who have exactly the same home as their neighbor, who are looking to get the same exact amount of coverage as their neighbor, but happen to have a little bit lower of a credit score, end up paying dramatically more for that premium.
People who are lower income and younger often have weaker credit histories and face higher insurance premiums. Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill included $50 billion to help rural hospitals. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, applications to access that funding are now open, but the money won't be going directly to hospitals.
States will manage the money they get and can use it to help rural health care systems offset cuts to Medicaid from the GOP's tax and spending bill. Dr. Mehmet Oz, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says the money is designed to, quote, transform the system. It can be used for specific goals, such as improving access, tech innovation, and workforce development. Half the money will be evenly divided by all 50 states. The other half will be awarded at the discretion of Oz. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.